This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty Sheriff Officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Mary Toko. She was recently crowned America's Outstanding Mom of 2013. Her websites are childhoodshots.com, vaccinedvd.com, heartforautism.com. She has a radio program called Healing Our World. It is here on RBN on Saturdays from 4 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time. Can we talk just a little bit about the unusual childhood illnesses? Since so many children are being vaccinated for so many things, they develop cancer and Crohn's disease and IBS and IBD and all these things that children should never have to suffer.
You know, Deanna, we do have a huge crisis, and I think it's being overlooked by so many people. And it's almost as though people are assuming it's common or it's normal to have children with asthma and to be on medication, to have, you know, acid reflux when they're babies, and all of these things, ear infections, all these chronic problems that people really of this generation don't realize were not part of our life. You know, 35, 40 years ago, we did not have these ongoing chronic illnesses in children. And it is true. We had this, it's terrible. I'm going to actually pull up some statistics about what they are right now. Right now, autism is 1 in 50 children, and it was used to be a rare disorder, and it's affecting children everywhere in the world. And no matter how bad the numbers get, they keep saying that it's a better diagnosis or an expanded definition.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Right? But we have asthma. 10% of all children suffer with some form of asthma. Eczema, which, by the way, is an autoimmune condition. Many, many babies have eczema. 20% of all children now have eczema. We have children at the age of 5 being put on depression medication and psychotropic drugs, which has never, ever been done. It's just insane to me to think that a child at the age of 4 and 5 and 6 are now being put on depression medication. Allergies. They say 50 million Americans now suffer with some form of allergy. And we know that children, as I mentioned earlier, have tremendous problems with food allergies. And well, how is it that humanity is getting so sick that they cannot eat the very foods that they're supposed to eat to be able to create a healthy body? And that's what's going on. But just the autism, the odds of having a child with autism or some autism spectrum disorder, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, is 1 in 63 and 1 in 38 if you have a boy.
Goodness.
Yes,
if you
have a boy. Mm-hmm. So it's gotten much, much worse.
And certainly these people must recognize this. I mean, it is amazing that there are a relatively small number of people who are recognizing the connection between vaccines and illnesses.
And you're right, because you know what it is? The doctors can't admit that it's the vaccines, because then, my goodness, how are the pediatricians going to make a living? You know, if children go in and get vaccinated and then they have ongoing problems, it creates a very good living for the pediatrician. And, of course, he gets compensated for the vaccinations. So the more the merrier, as far as he's concerned. I do believe there is an awakening taking place within the medical field. I know there is. I'm hearing from medical doctors almost on a weekly basis now who are commenting on how they are pulling away from vaccinations. They're trying to go into more holistic medicine because they don't want to be vaccinating children anymore. They feel that it's causing issues. But if it is truly just a better diagnosis issue, then where are all of the 2 million undiagnosed adults who would be walking around and in society?
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist. When I was growing up, there was no autism. There were a few cases per 100,000 people worldwide. And then by 1980, it jumped to 1 in 10,000. And now, by the year 2000, it's 1 in, or 2005 or 6, we don't know really, but it's somewhere around 1 in 50. So we know that it's worse than what they're saying. And the person, or the people who monitor this, it's called the Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network. And they're unfortunately funded by the CDC. So, having said that, we have been able to discover that they are systemically purging states that have high prevalence, and they're only including states that have a low record of autistic kids. So we know that the numbers are much worse than what the CDC is telling us.
Certainly. And you do have a regular control group here in this country when you consider the Amish, who do not take vaccines. And I think they have relatively little autism, if any at all.
Well, the autism, unfortunately, the Amish people are being pretty much coerced into taking vaccines now. I just spoke in Shipshewana, Indiana, at a very large gathering of Amish people. And as I was talking, you know, to the people afterwards, I was asking them, well, are your children vaccinated? And what I'm hearing is, well, my kids aren't vaccinated, but my grandbabies are. And so this younger generation of Amish parents are being pushed around and coerced by fear to get their children vaccinated. So now what we're starting to see is Amish children with some of the same problems that our children suffered back in the 80s and 90s. They're starting to have attention deficit hyperactivity. They're starting to have gut disorder problems. And they're also having food allergy sensitivity issues. So unfortunately, Deanna, the Amish people are being pushed into vaccinating. The local health departments get in there and scare them and talk about outbreaks. And basically, unfortunately, it's so sad. This is no longer a group that we can turn to for study purposes. But we do have a very large segment of population that are not vaccinated around the country. As I have traveled over the last 20-something years, I have been gathering names of families who don't vaccinate. And I have in my database thousands and thousands of children who've never received a vaccination. And so the government knows that there's children out there. If they wanted to do a study comparing the vaccinated to the unvaccinated, that would be the sure way to prove what's going on would be to do that study. And that is precisely why they refuse to do it.
Amazing. Now, you mentioned the gut problems several times. What exactly causes the gut to have an issue? Why do people develop these Crohn's disease and these other severe digestive disorders?
Well, there's another website that I would like to tell you about. And when people go to hopeforautism.us, which is another website, this is my daughter, Dr. Renee's website, and it is the website that we developed, you know, several years ago with what we call bio-nutritional care. And so hopeforautism.us will take you to bionutritionalcare.com. And bionutritional care is the care that we call, that we train physicians in how to do, you know, how to help children or people who are suffering with these problems. And basically, bionutritional care looks at chronic infection in the body, nutritional deficiencies, food and inhalant allergies, gluten and casein intolerance, heavy metal toxicity, and how all of these problems are what we call the perfect storm autism. Okay? So children with autism consistently suffer with chronic infection, nutritional deficiency, allergies to food and inhalant allergies. They also have gluten and casein intolerance, which goes back to the peanut allergies, the food allergies, and the wheat allergy, and of course dairy products. And they also have heavy metal toxicity issues because they've been injected with such high levels of aluminum, mercury, and other metals that don't belong in the human body. So these are the problems that we deal with when we talk about bio-nutritional care. And basically, there's other things that we look at. We talk about birth intervention. Oops, I'll hold that thought.
All righty. We are going to do a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443 when we return.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mary Toko. Her websites are childhoodshots.com, vaccinedvd.com, and heartforautism.com. Her radio program is on RBN on Saturdays from 4 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time. A question from the chat room. Does the guest have a Canadian counterpart we can contact regarding fighting mandatory vaccines in the workplace?
Actually, I do. I was just in Alberta, Canada. I spent 6.5 beautiful days there literally a week and a half ago. I just got home last Monday, and I do have a counterpart, and I'm going to look up her email address. Her name is Bea Campbell. Bea Campbell is a woman who is a nurse who got fired from her job many years ago for sharing vaccine information with clients at the hospital, and because of that, they fired her. She walked away from her career and decided to fight this whole vaccine issue. She is my counterpart in Canada. She lives in Red Deer, Canada. And I will go ahead on here and give you her. I think it's Bea Cares, B-E-A, and then Cares, C-A-R-E-S. Bea Cares, and I'm going to look up the rest of it. Hold on, bear with me. I'm getting into my email because I don't know it by heart. You know, it's one of those things. But she is wonderful. She is available to do lectures. She's passionate about this. She is knowledgeable. She has books, and she even has DVDs of mine that she can get to people in Canada. And her email is beacares@shaw.ca. So beacares@shaw.ca for Canada.
Okay.
And please tell her Mary Toko sent you. She would be, you know, she's just wonderful. She'll bend over backwards to help you. And in Canada, you don't have quite the stringent laws that we do. Your children can go to school without vaccinations. There's no program that says that you can get kicked out of school there. But they're putting the pressure on. They're following what the Americans do. I've noticed that the Canadians reference the CDC in all of their literature and data. Basically, they look at us as the example country. The good news about Canada is in some of the provinces, you do not have to get the Hep B vaccine the day the babies are born. But even in the state of in the United States, we can waive the Hep B vaccine the day the children are born in hospitals. But if you don't know better and you're not looking out for it, your children will get it automatically right after they're born. So beware, American families. If you're going to have grandbabies or you're going to have children, I would like to offer your listening audience, Deanna, a discount, if I could, on my DVD.
Sure.
Because I bet there's a lot of grandparents out there who have grandbabies. They might be 1 year old, they might be 3 year olds, they might be 5 year old. Or they might be a 7 year old little girl who is getting ready to get the Gardasil cancer vaccine. So you need this information, and my DVD called Are Vaccines Safe is pretty much considered one of the top educational tools in the country and around the world. And I'm running a special for your audience when they go to childhoodshots.com and they use a coupon code FREEDOM on the checkout page. Just use coupon code FREEDOM. It will save them 30% on my DVD. And you can get as many as you want, and it'll work at 30% off. Because my goal is to get information into the hands of the people. And it's so much easier for somebody to hand a DVD to their neighbor, their friend. Excuse me. I got a scratch in my throat. It's easier to hand a DVD to somebody and say, take a minute and watch this. And then open the discussion. Because it's very difficult to break through that belief system when people believe that a vaccine is safe and they're just doing what their doctor tells them. They never stop to think about it. And my DVD will stop and it'll help them question what they're being told to do.
Exactly.
So I really, really, really want to get this in the hands of your people. And
okay, so they could do that by going to childhoodshots.com and then click on educational DVDs.
Yes.
Okay. Educational DVDs. And when you do that, then you will see Are Vaccines Safe, the DVD set. Is that the one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's
wow.
It's a two DVD set. And you click on that, and it'll ask you for the quantity. And then when you get to the checkout page, of course, you're going to have to sign up and do all of that stuff and get your credit card out. Or you can use PayPal. When you get there, use the coupon code FREEDOM. And you will save 30% off, and that will be good for the next week.
Amazing. Well, your DVD is so fabulous. It's just
fabulous. Thank you, Deanna.
All righty. Let's, getting back to to the gut situation. And when you were talking about allergies, which made me think of allergy shots. So many children are being taken to the doctor for allergy shots, and those allergy shots have the same amount of awful things in them that the regular vaccines do, right?
Most medication out there, even over-the-counter medication, will have something called an adjuvant in it, and usually the adjuvant of choice is aluminum or some form of aluminum hydroxide or alum. And what I was talking about earlier is as we decrease the amount of mercury in the vaccines called thimerosal, the drug companies knew they had to increase something or there wouldn't be an ongoing reaction, which is what they want. So they decided to put aluminum in. Now, a little bit of information on aluminum. As you know, aluminum is very neurotoxic. It's not good for the body. We're not meant to have aluminum in our body. We know that we get exposed to some aluminum via the air, the water, and foods that we eat. But there's a huge difference between ingesting aluminum and getting injected by it. And just to give you an idea of the aluminum levels that are now in vaccinations and, you know, probably in other products. I haven't looked at over-the-counter meds yet. But just in the vaccinations alone, it's amazing what they're getting away with. Doctors often will say to a mother, oh, well, your baby gets aluminum when the baby gets formula or when the baby is breastfed, the baby's getting exposed to aluminum. And aluminum is a naturally occurring metal in the body. And this is what they're telling people. And even the CDC has this type of information out there. But let's talk about apples and oranges here, because when you eat something, your body has the ability to chelate it out. The digestive tract is able to go in and pull and attach things that don't belong in the body so that they don't get in the blood system, okay? So it's doing this to protect the body. And yet, when you inject a vaccination, you're bypassing that method, and you're injecting it right into the muscle, and eventually, it will make its way into the blood system when it then gets picked up and gets circulated around the body. So you cannot compare eating something or a baby nursing from a mother who might have a little aluminum in her milk because she's been exposed. You cannot compare that to injecting. And yet this is exactly what they do. And they confuse the issue. They cause people to go, oh gosh, I guess we are getting it in our environment. And basically, but the levels are outrageous. I'm going to give some references here, and I encourage your listeners to write down these references so that you can look it up. There was one study done to see the effects of aluminum on infants, only one. And it was called the Aspen study. And that stands for the American, ASPEN, American, oh my goodness, Parenteral and Enteral Nutrition. And basically, Aspen study, that's all you have to do to Google it, and I'm getting it in my notes here, I'm pulling it up here in just a second. And they looked at 200 infants. And the first time, whoops, I'll hold on.
We're going to a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mary Toko. Her websites are childhoodshots.com, vaccinedvd.com, heartforautism.com. Her radio program is on Saturday at RBN from 4 to 5, and that is Eastern Daylight Time. Just a quick comment from Joe, and he says, the fictional character Sherlock Holmes said, "How often have I said to you that when you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth? Therefore, it is impossible that the pharmaceutical corporations, the CDC, politicians, and the American Medical Association are ignorant of the dangers of these vaccines. It remains that it is a deliberate assault on the people. If it were merely for making money, they would inject us with sugar or saline water, and no one would be the wiser."
Very good comment. And, you know, I agree. I agree that they know exactly what they're doing. I have never, ever believed that they don't know the damage that they're doing. But what I do as a reporter and one who speaks publicly is I stick to the science, because otherwise people will discredit me and say, oh, well, she's just one of those conspiracy theorists, or she's just whatever. And, you know, Deanna, I've been doing this as a layperson now since, well, 1994. And back in 1994, I was a mom with three kids, and no one knew who I was, but I had been researching for 20 years at that point. And, or, you know, I started researching when I was, right before I had my first child in 1979. So I wasn't considered an expert back then. I was a woman who did the research and started reporting it. And so that's what I like to let people know, is that, you know, as a layperson, I have to be very, very careful how I present. And I try to present everything in a very systematic, science-based, medically-based lecture. And so when I do my lectures or my talks or radio, I always reference studies that they have done, that they know. For example, just before the break, I was talking about the Aspen study. It was put out in 1994, and Aspen stands for the American Society for Parenteral and Enteral Nutrition, and that is the IV therapy that infants or people get when you go to the hospital. And this study was done on premature babies. How is the aluminum in these IV products affecting the premature babies? First, I was shocked that there would be any aluminum in an IV product, but I guess all IV products have aluminum, which was a new thing for me.
Oh, really? Like when you go to the hospital and you get, when they put an IV in your arm to give you liquid fluids or whatever.
Most likely. And, you know, I haven't been able to really dig up enough research on it, but apparently IV products have aluminum in them. And based on this study, they took 100 infants that were born prematurely, and out of those hundreds, they reduced the aluminum level that they were getting in their IV to see how it affected the children. And what they discovered was that the aluminum can build up to toxic levels in the bloodstream, bones, and brain, that premature babies have decreased kidney function and therefore are at higher risk for toxicity, which we know that the kidney is part of the way that we filter the aluminum out of the body. They recommended that doctors purchase lower products with lower levels of aluminum, because the children who got the normal amount of aluminum in their IV showed impaired neurological and mental development at 18 months. That was the only study ever done on infants and aluminum. And all of this is reported in Dr. Sears' book. Dr. Robert Sears wrote a book, it's like an alternative vaccine schedule, which I don't believe in personally. I do not believe that we should be doing any of the vaccinations, but he is a medical doctor, wrote this book, and he's the one who reported this. And he said, to his knowledge and all of his research, he didn't find any more studies done on infants and aluminum, and yet all of our vaccinations contain aluminum. So when moms and dads go to the doctor and they start questioning the doctor, and he says, oh, the vaccines have been proven safe, you can take it to the bank, folks. They have never tested the aluminum levels that are now in the vaccinations given to these babies from the day they were born. And there was another, just to let you know how much aluminum is in the vaccines, they said that the Aspen study said anything over 20 micrograms would be considered toxic for an infant. Well, the Hep B vaccination that is given across the United States in hospitals the day a baby's born contains 250 micrograms of aluminum. The DTaP vaccination contains 625 micrograms of aluminum. And the Hib vaccination contains 225 micrograms of aluminum. The PCV vaccination given to all infants contains 125 micrograms of aluminum. And the hepatitis A vaccination contains 250 micrograms of aluminum. And babies don't just get one of these. They get between two and four of them. So, you know, depending upon what age, will depend upon which vaccines they get. And like the DTaP vaccine, they get four of those. So by the time a child is fully vaccinated at 18 months of age, they will have gotten 4,925 micrograms of aluminum injected into their little bodies over the first 18 months of their lifetime.
Oh, my goodness. This is terrible.
It is. It's awful. And I'm not surprised, but now, July 15th, 2010, the Journal of Autoimmunity wrote a paper. They had a paper called Autoimmune Inflammatory Syndrome Induced by Adjuvants. Okay? It came out July 15th, 2010, the Journal of Autoimmunity, and they describe a new syndrome they're calling ASIA, Autoimmune Syndrome Induced by Adjuvants. So the adjuvants they put in vaccinations, the adjuvants that they put in medications, prescription drugs, and over-the-counter is causing a new syndrome. And then, again, the Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, in, what year was this? 2010 again. There's the Committee on Nutrition put out a paper called Aluminum Toxicity in Infants and Children. And this is their quote from that study. Aluminum is now being implicated as interfering with a variety of cellular and metabolic processes in the nervous system and in other tissue, end quote.
Wow.
So they know. They know exactly what they're doing. But you see, it's big business. It's big money. And really, they don't give a damn about your children. They don't give a damn about your health. They don't care. It's about the bottom dollar. And the fact that they are shielded from all liability lawsuits makes it even worse, because they can do whatever they want. They can pay off the politicians. They can run their scams in Washington and order us in to do vaccinations, and they cannot be sued. So, Deanna, it's the whole thing is a huge scam that I'm calling for and demanding that we stop immediately. And it's up to parents. It's up to you parents to get smart and start doing your research and stop sitting on the back end and going, well, I'm going to let my government make these decisions for me. I trust my pediatrician. Well, guess what? Your pediatrician won't have to live with the child who's got autism or food allergies and can't eat anything in the house, or who's restricted to eating four types of food the rest of their life, or has eczema from head to toe, or has severe allergy. You know, your pediatrician doesn't have to live with that every day. You do as parents. And grandparents, if your children are unaware, you need to take an opportunity to get my DVD and start sharing it with them before your grandchildren become part of the statistics.
Right. And honestly, I think it's better if the grandparent does hand out something like your DVD specifically, because sometimes children will accept advice from others rather than their parents. And it's kind of ridiculous. But another voice, your voice on that DVD to a parent with children that they're considering vaccinating would just be dynamite, I think.
And, you know, we wanted to talk about the gut. Well, first of all, you have to understand the toxic insult we're doing to our infants and our children the first couple of years of life. Then you add to it the foods that are, you know, devitalized, GMO foods. And I know your listening audience is probably very aware of all of this. And you add that to the picture, then their bodies are devoid of any good nutrition. How their gut gets affected is mercury and aluminum in the vaccinations causes the gut to malfunction. It actually causes a huge imbalance, as well as the viral load. They're getting injected with bioengineered frankenviruses that you will not find in nature, you will not find in the human body, but we're injecting these. And then again, when children are sick, they go to the doctors, right? And what does the doctor do? The doctor throws them on antibiotics.
Well, exactly.
Which
kills all that good bacteria. Alrighty, we're going for a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'd like to ask you about colloidal silver. I mean, it's off topic, but it is a metal, and I have a concern about it. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mary Toko. Her websites are childhoodshots.com, vaccinedvd.com, heartforautism.com. Her radio program is here on RBN on Saturday from 4 to 5. And that is Eastern Daylight Time. We do have a caller, but can I ask you to address the colloidal silver if you know anything about that?
Very quickly, I personally believe that it has some medicinal properties. For people who don't know, you know, it is a suspension of metallic silver in a colloidal base. I do believe, Deanna, that it can be overused like anything. I personally don't mind spraying it on my throat if I have a sore throat, or spraying it topically on something. I know that my son and daughter-in-law had a dog that had this terrible mange on his body that would not go away. They even went to the vet and had cream, and it didn't work. And they put silver on it, and it was gone within a couple days. So I know that it's very beneficial, because wherever silver is present, you can't have bacteria, viruses, or fungus. So I think topically, It's a great product. I would hesitate to be drinking it on a regular basis. Personally, that's my opinion, because I don't think I think anything in excess can be too much and can become toxic in the body, and I think colloidal silver is no different than that. We do, on the other hand, have bionutritionalcare.com. We have a whole list of natural things, and on my website, childhoodshots.com, under boosting immunity or boosting the immune system, I have a whole bunch of natural things that help boost and promote health, like oregano, which is oil of oregano. Oliverix comes from olive leaf extract. Grape seed extract is a very powerful antifungal, antiviral. We have essential oils that we can turn to. There is, of course, garlic, high potent garlic. So there are many things that we can use, bless you, that we can use to combat bacteria, viruses, and funguses and things like that. So,
I'm sorry I didn't mute in time.
That's okay. It happens in Radio Land. I got it. So, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. All righty, let's take John in Missouri. John, welcome to the program.
Hi there. I was at a farming seminar, and it was brought up with the increase of autism and Alzheimer's with the increased use of Roundup, glyphosate herbicides. And with everything being GMO, I was wondering if you'd ever heard anything like that.
Absolutely. In fact, John, you know, it's not just the vaccines anymore. I think that, you know, the vaccines are doing a tremendous amount of injury in setting up the stage for more insult, because we're giving them the first 18 months of life. We're just bombarding these little bodies before they have a developed immune system. So I think when you add that to not only women who aren't breastfeeding, their babies are getting formula. If you look at formula, the first ingredient in formula is sucralose. It's sucralose. 40% is fructose corn syrup,
right,
or corn syrups of some sort. So we're feeding our baby 40% corn syrup. Then we have soy, which we know soy is terrible because it's not fermented in this country. It's a bad form of soy. And so then we have children who then start eating, and they're eating McDonald's and Burger King or processed foods that are microwaved, come out of a can or a box. They're not getting the fruits and vegetables as nature intended. So we have what I call the perfect storm. And then because they're sick, they're thrown on antibiotics. And antibiotics destroy the gut flora, and the gut flora are very important for fighting infection. In fact, the immune system, 75 to 80% of the immune system is in the gut and depends on a proper balance of gut flora. And that's why these kids are constantly sick. They're not getting what they need. So even if they do go to organic foods, their guts are destroyed. So that's why when we talk bio-nutritional care, we go back and we look at the birth interventions, we look at trauma in the birth, we look at vaccines, antibiotics, foods, medications. We also look at the toxic load that mom and dad are carrying, because all of this will affect the child. And then we begin to heal the body, starting with the gut, super potent prescription grade nutrition, not just any vitamins and minerals are going to do for these kids. And we literally start to rebuild their body gradually over time. But the first thing you have to do is stop the insult. You have to stop feeding them the foods that they're allergic to. And you have to start healing that gut simultaneously. And so for people who want more information, or if you have a child out there with autism and you would like to set up a consultation with me, feel free, and we can literally set up a plan of action for you on how you can begin to reverse the damage that has been done by the vaccinations, the antibiotics, and, of course, formula or whatever else, you know, that child might have gotten.
I have one other question. Have you seen any increase in the autism in the farm areas as opposed to the cities?
I haven't seen a correlation like that. I know that if you Google, there is a CDC website. A woman from the University of Michigan was putting it together. She was basically determining where the bigger clusters of autism are in the country. And you could maybe Google Eastern Michigan University autism statistics or something and find it. It's been a couple years since I've seen it. But it's so widespread now. I know that Roundup is a part of the problem. You know, but it also goes in the home. People are using antibacterial soap, and they're spraying things like Febreze and Lysol in their kids' nursery, and they're just bringing all these toxins into the home. And our children are being bombarded. 800,000 chemicals are now in these children's world. And so our job as parents is to remove and eliminate as many as we can and promote our children's health naturally so that they do have a chance to live a healthy life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John. Alrighty, so to build up the gut, it takes extra care. It takes a lot of supplementation. How about probiotics and that kind of thing?
Well, Deanna, before people even do that, they need to find out what they're dealing with. And that's why it's so important you find a doctor who can work with you, a holistic doctor who's trained in this. But if you are having any kind of gut issues, you need to get a food IgG allergy test done. And it's not just a simple little scratch the skin test. It's a test that looks at the reaction that takes place in your body while your food is being digested. So it's things show up later on in the body. Another thing is most people who have a severe gut issue have severe yeast problems. Yeast, I believe, is probably the number one problem with children with autism, people who have irritable bowel disorder, any of the diseases, usually diverticulosis, diverticulitis. It's a yeast problem, and that yeast problem has to be dealt with. And there's a test that my daughter and doctors who have trained under her called the organic acid test, and it looks at the yeast levels that are going on in your gut. And that is also first and foremost before you even start treating. And I'll tell you why. If you start going on an antifungal diet and you start feeling better 3 months down the road, because an antifungal diet can be very strict, and you're doing natural antifungals and you quit too early, your body, you're still going to have yeast in your body, and it'll be the strongest yeast that survive. And if you quit too early without having a way to measure, those strong yeast are going to begin to multiply and come back with a vengeance. And then you have a more severe yeast problem. So this whole idea of candida and yeast is very, very, it's very complex. There's no easy, quick fix. It's going to require nutritional changes, dietary changes, lifestyle changes, because you literally have to starve them by getting rid of all sugar and all carbohydrates, and then you have to kill them at the same time using natural botanicals. There's one called Biocidin, which is a wonderful natural botanical that we recommend that our children with autism go on along with the dietary changes, and that's from biobotanical.com. But we use grapefruit, we use the olive verix, we use oregano, but a really good test will determine which one of these natural things your yeast is resilient to as well.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be taking oregano if your yeast is resilient to it. So it's important you do the proper testing.
And that test is called the organic acid test or the food IgG test.
Both of those. And you can find them on bionutritionalcare.com. And I know we're running out of time, Deanna. I want to just talk about my platform as America's Outstanding Mom. My platform is Heart for Autism. I want to travel the country raising awareness, so folks go to Heart for Autism and make a donation and help us get to these families that need the care.
Well, thank you, Mary, so much for being on the program. It's been very educational. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanna. I'd be happy to come back again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.